For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The Family Enrichment Center in Bowling Green provides a wide variety of services designed to help reduce child abuse in the region. Programs such as Parents as Teachers and Child Abuse Awareness are just part of the strategy of providing a safe environment for youngsters. Dan Modlin has this report.
The Family Enrichment Center originally started 30 years ago as a crisis nursery. It still operates a We Care nursery, but the organization has evolved into a location that provides a number of other resources as well to help keep kids safe. Lynn Hulsey is the director of programming. She says the tough economy continues to put families under stress, and sometimes youngsters are the ones who suffer.
People get frustrated because of the economy and other situations they find themselves in. And it's easy to take your frustrations out, I think, on your children if you're not very conscious of that. We have seen in the past year, the numbers went from 982 in the Barron River District that had been substantiated as abused and neglected up to 1,087 last year. So I think we can all certainly see by those numbers that something is going on, and I'm sure the economy and losing jobs doesn't help those numbers at all.
Hulsey says parenting skills are an important part of the teaching effort at the center.
Our philosophy here is that every parent can be a better parent if they have the right tools. We all know babies don't come with instructions, so we offer parenting classes, which certainly they seek to change abusive behaviors to nurturing behaviors and teaching you different ways that spanking or hitting your kid doesn't always have to be the answer, that there are interventions that you can do. And if you start on them early, you know, and you create those patterns early. So we teach parenting classes, and we also have an in-home parent visitation program where we actually once a month go into the home and work with parents to say, you know, this month this is what your child is doing, and next month you can expect developmentally that they'll be doing these things. And then we give them opportunities to have activities, things that you have at home. You don't have to have expensive toys or fancy games. I mean, there are things that we try to teach them with things they have at home that they can have activities and crafts and do things to keep their kids occupied. I mean, we all know that they'd much rather play with the box than whatever came in the box, you know, so that should be a big lesson to all of us just by watching them and watching their behavior.
Hulsey says the Family Enrichment Center is planning a fundraising event later this month to help raise dollars for such programs.
It's March 30th and March 31st. It's our annual run and walk for children. On the 30th that night is the pasta party, and then the run and walk itself, which is a mini marathon and a 5K run and just a fun 5K fun walk, which will be on the 31st at Basil Griffin Park early that morning.
Hulsey says the event will help to offset the costs of many of the programs they provide throughout the year.
All of the services that we provide are either free or as cheap as they can possibly be, because we certainly don't want to add to the burden of parents by creating a financial hardship. So all the funds that we raise go towards programming. It almost all goes directly to services for families.
Again, that run and walk set for March 31st at Basil Griffin Park in Warren County. For more information, you can go to FamilyEnrichmentCenter.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.